Good morning. It is Monday. It is July 27th, and we are pleased to be joined here on the program to kick things off by Jesse Romo. He's the director of the Manhattan Regional Airport. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I know it's been kind of an odd year for all of us here, especially the airport. A lot of folks not traveling as much, but I wanted to get you on here the program today to kind of give us an update of what changes are happening right now, and it's kind of a fluid situation, or has been the last few months at the airport.
Yeah, you said it. Very fluid. You know, we've always told people that their flight schedules are subject to change, and they should always check with American Airlines for any flight schedule changes. And that is extremely true at this point with all the flights that are going on and changes that seem to be coming at us from every which way. But let me just kind of read to you. I haven't been able to commit any of these things to memory because they have been so different. So let me just read to you a second here what we got in our schedule. We will have 7 weekly flights to Chicago, 2 on Thursdays and Sundays, none on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and it alternates between leaving early in the morning and as a turn in the afternoon. And that is a note for our schedule that starts August 18th. So right now, you know, July 8th, we saw an uptick in our flights departing. We were about 4 flights a day for about 4 days a week. But those things are all subject to change. And that's going to stay in effect until August 17th. And then August 8th, we're going to shift to this new schedule. So if folks are flying out, you know, I encourage you to visit American Airlines website and or get on flymhk.com. Check out the schedules because they are changing quite a bit. We're hopeful that more and more people can fly, but you know, we want to make sure that everyone's safety comes first, and we're doing everything we can. You know, in this new COVID environment, to keep the terminal clean and you know, sanitizing everything, high touch areas. After every flight, we're going around and spraying down everything. But you know, if you are able to fly, we hope you do fly local and continue to check those flight schedules because they're quite a bit different than what they were this time last year.
And summer's typically a busy travel time for anyone. You know, people like to go out vacation, stuff like that. And I know that this year's a little different with COVID and all, but have you seen an uptick of travelers in the last month or month and a half?
Yeah, we have. And, you know, it's, so kind of put it in perspective here, January and February, we were up against last year's numbers, 11 and 21%. And then March came in, we were down 3%. April is when really the COVID restrictions were in place nationwide, and we were down 73%. Then we were down, I'm sorry, that's just in seat capacity. Our employments were down 95% in April. And then we were down 88% in May. June, it was 79%. So far in July, it is 66% down. So you're kind of seeing this upward tick in our downward trend. So 95% being down in April was the lowest point that we had in our seats. And then our capacity has, you know, also gone down with the number of flights being reduced. So July being in the kind of the 60th percentile, we're hoping we can slowly work our way back up. But, you know, there's going to be some flight reductions in August, and that's not just for us, that's nationwide. We're going to see kind of these, you know, up and down schedules with the airlines across the board. So if, you know, another COVID spike hits and if there's more reductions or if there isn't, you know, all those things, all those ifs add up to, you know, how long of a recovery this is going to be. At best, it's going to take at least a year to recover. It's probably going to be a lot longer than that, but it's just guesswork at that point. So, you know, we're hopeful that American continues to rebound and brings flights back, but we also need to see the employments, the number of people flying back, and that's been kind of the struggle for us, and just a lot of unknowns out there.
Is there any sense of optimism from your perspective right now, or is it just kind of going with the flow?
Oh, you know, I try to be as optimistic as possible, but yeah, you're really going with the flow right now, and it's hard to make any kind of prediction at all, even more so than what it used to be. So right now, at least, we are following the national trends, and so that's nice. We don't see any abnormalities in our local market and what's going on, so we know we're not alone. You know, we're following that national trend, and hopefully, you know, we get to a point where not only our flights, but our economy rebounds. So, yeah, I want to be optimistic.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, one good thing is that you got that parking lot project going, and I imagine with the, you know, one little silver lining here with less patrons out there, it's probably been a little easier to get that completed or towards completion.
You're absolutely right. You know, that was one of the things we talked about a couple years ago with commission, that if we didn't do a parking lot project sooner than later, then we may not have the capacity to shift people around and stage this out properly. But with less vehicles out there, we have been able to do a lot more work. So if you are coming out to the Manhattan Regional Airport, please take a look at the signs that are out there. They're letting you know when lots will be closing. We're kind of having to move things around a bit and take advantage of opportunities where they come up. You know, COVID has impacted construction as well, because sometimes, you know, it delays things that are on order and that are supposed to be coming in, and so then you have to make adjustments. So, you know, our construction has been impacted, but they're doing the best they can to get out there, put out the signage, to let people know, and take advantage of less vehicles and get as much things paved out that we can. And that project is still scheduled to be complete by November 1st. And I know I get a lot of questions about when are we going to charge to park, and that's something that we talked about with the Airport Advisory Board, and we'll go back to the City Commission in a couple months and talk about again. With the reduction of people, you know, we may have to reevaluate how we charge, when we're going to implement the fee, and all those things. So, again, everything's all up in the air right now, but we'll be having those discussions and making some decisions here in the next couple months.
All right. Yeah, I know a lot of people will be interested to see how that moves forward. And we have a caller here with a question. I think I have an idea where he's going with it, but we'll let him go. Good morning.
Thank you for your efforts out there at the airport. If we get another shovel-ready project from the government, we need to talk about the new runway. When we did the Fort Lauderdale runway, we used federal Department of Transportation money, and it was a great deal. Hope that you have some kind of funding opportunities for the new runway. Thank you.
So when the CARES Act was passed a few months back, and that gave us some grant monies, it also changed the funding share. You know, typically it's a 90-10, where the federal government pays 90% and the locals pay 10%. For this year, it was 100% from the federal government. So we took advantage of that and moved up the timeline of our design grant. And so we're finishing up planning. We're working on design. We're taking advantage of every federal grant opportunity that we have. And that will be the same for when construction. And construction, again, is likely going to be 2022, 2023. It depends on kind of funding and how that that all falls out. But we are definitely taking advantage of better funding for the runway reconstruct.
Do you know, is the airport slated to get any more CARES Act funds this year?
You know, there's a lot of discussion and effort on Capitol Hill from our airport lobbying groups, but I just don't know yet. You know, I know that the House has put together some transportation packages that have a little bit in there. The Senate, I don't think has yet, but that's just one of those things that needs to be worked out through those chambers, and hopefully we do. It's going to be much needed. You know, we got $2.1 million, and we have about a $1.5 million operating budget on a yearly basis. So it is only going to carry us so far. And as we continue to see the challenges of the airlines rebuilding their schedules and getting people back up in the air, it's definitely going to have longer-term effects for us. And I know it's impacting our concessionaires. It's impacting Bandit Coffee. It's impacting Hertz and Enterprise. And, you know, we get a lot of revenue share from our tenants. And, you know, we got to take care of them as well. And, you know, we're happy to extend another 3 months of rent relief that's been supplemented by a lot of the Federal CARES Act money that comes in. And we're hoping that, you know, we can rebuild and get people back traveling again and, you know, in a safely and timely manner. But, yeah, those things are definitely impacting us. So additional CARES money would be beneficial for us.
Well, it's interesting. Those that are planning trips maybe next year, if something got canceled this year, may want to know that the Transportation Security Administration has extended the deadline for getting your real ID, which I understand is going to change how people get on flights. It's going to be a requirement starting sometime next year.
Yeah, that's a great thing to bring up. Real ID was something that was being heavily pushed, and kind of when COVID hit, we stopped talking about it. But October was the deadline to get yourself a real ID, and that's what TSA was going to require for everybody to get on board. And now with COVID impacting, you know, so many of our ways that we get, you know, passports and driver's licenses and all those things. So they've pushed back that deadline. But if you have an opportunity to get a real ID, you know, don't wait too long, because that deadline will be rescheduled, and it's going to come. So real ID is coming. Make sure you take advantage of the opportunities and time that you have now to get one if you are able. And keep that in mind for future travel.
How will that improve efficiency at airports? Will it make the going through the security line a little quicker?
Boy, I hope so.
All right.
I really don't know. You know, that's one thing that we'll probably have to talk with TSA about on what kind of time difference you'll see in getting people through. But I know it's better for security identification and, you know, identity theft and those kind of things.
Cool. All right. Well, anything else?
And TSA, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, let me just throw out some love to TSA. They're doing a fantastic job right now. And, you know, our federal security director down in Wichita has really implemented a lot of new protocols for the staff, where they're wearing masks, they're changing out gloves, they're doing the touchless, you know, the screening of their IDs and their boarding passes. There's just so many good safety protocols that they put in place. So TSA in the state of Kansas is doing a fantastic job, and we appreciate them staying out there in those front lines and as people are traveling in and out. Same thing with all of the folks, our local guys here from Envoy that do a fantastic job at keeping the flights that are coming in and out and keeping the passengers safe. You know, the other thing too to mention, I know we're running out of time, but American Airlines does have a policy for requiring face coverings for all ticketed passengers. And I believe it's starting today that it's going to be for everyone in the terminal environment. Anything related to American travel, you got to have your mask on. And that's something that all the airlines across boards are starting to enforce a lot more strongly. So you want to make sure that you have a face covering when you come in to fly. You know, also abide by the city of Manhattan's policy for face coverings. But yeah, keep that in mind. American is going to require you to have your face covering. So.
All right. Just keep it with you at all times.
Keep it with you.
All right. Well, Jesse, appreciate the time, and we'll talk again sometime down the road.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Appreciate it. Jesse Romo, again, director of the Manhattan Regional Airport, joining us on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll bring you one of those candidate interviews up next. We're going to hear from John Mata, Raleigh County Commission candidate in District 3.